Today's December 12th, 2023. Current Bitcoin price is $21,972.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
What's going on, Rick?
Oh, another Sunday. I mean, it's supposed to be Super Bowl Sunday, but I don't think I'm watching the game.
Super Bowl Sunday, yeah. I had no particular plans to watch. However, once his family always does a get-together for Super Bowl. So it's her nephew's birthday, so they're going to be celebrating nephew's birthday, watching a bit of the game. Probably only stay till halftime. It only starts, I mean, what, the game starts at like 4:30 Mountain Time?
Yeah, usually, pretty much every year, that's 4:35, to be exact.
Yeah, so it's, don't want to spend, like, they're like, oh, yeah, come over at, like, 1 o'clock. It's like, really? The game's not even until 4:35? I'm, like, not going to, yeah.
Yeah, and then with the halftime show, you know, you'll be there till 8 or 9 o'clock by the time it's over.
Yeah, no, thank you. Like, I mean, great. Yeah, wonderful. Like, no. Yeah.
Well, I got a sick family, so I'm just going to not spread that around.
Not spread the germs.
That's right.
Bitcoin took quite a tumble this week. I think last time we recorded, we were at the 20, like right around the $23,000 mark, right?
Yeah, touched 24 for a bit, but it was over 23, I thought.
Yeah, I thought so too. And now we're sitting at 21,973. So maybe we'll have another red week. I know that there was a golden cross that had taken place, or there was one that's expected to happen here pretty soon. But the crosses are always lagging indicators, right? So, like you'll see the crypto markets fall, and this is true of any equity or anything stock wise or anything like that. Whenever you see like a drastic collapse. And then you'll hear later on, you'll hear the news about a death cross, right? Well, yeah, because your stock collapsed in price previous. So now your moving averages are going to cross. So anyways, there's expected to be a golden cross happening here pretty soon. But we have not seen that kind of play out yet. There's been a lot of speculation on that. People are saying, well, last time we had this golden cross, we went up 153%. But we'll have to wait and see. There's a lot of other things coming down the pipe. I mean, there's still recession fears lingering, right?
Yep.
We're still not sure what's going to happen with a bunch of different aspects. And actually, I slated this a little bit differently, but maybe we should go into the CPI stuff first. We don't have the report. I think right now we're going to get a Valentine's Day present or a broken heart on the 14th. But CPI numbers for the beginning of 2023 are going to start coming out. So we get our first report coming out. It's expected to release on the 14th of February. Something that when I was looking into this earlier and I thought it was kind of interesting is, we were talking about it, you and I, they've also reweighed or revised how they weigh the averages or the different metrics within the number?
Yeah, from what we understand, well, CPI, the number that they come up with, they take, you know, the rising prices or the, you know, the prices for a different basket of goods, but they're starting to change how much each basket weighs in the final CPI figure, which seems pretty sketchy to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So according to this article, and this is coming off of Seeking Alpha, it says, The recent revision of the CPI has also reweighed the various components, leading to changes in their relative importance. For example, energy, which has provided a meaningful deflation impulse in the second half of 2022, will see its weight drop from a 6.92% from a 7.86%. So instead of being weighted at 7.86%, they're going to drop down to almost a full percentage point to 6.92. Meanwhile, the importance of shelter has risen significantly, so I'm guessing those are your rents, right? Because they don't include mortgages. Do they include, I don't think they include house prices. I think it's just rents.
Yeah, I think it's rent.
Rent is going to go from 32.92% to 34.41%. And used vehicles are going to drop, which is kind of funny again, because you remember what used vehicle prices were doing over the past couple of years. They were just skyrocketing, right?
Right.
So now they're going to go from 3.62% to 2.66%. So again, almost a 1% drop all the way across the board there on those. They're actually expecting inflation to be up slightly, I think is what I'm reading off this report for the prediction. And then I was looking at the tradingeconomics.com, and they've got their predictions of what the inflation rate's going to be for the remainder of the year. They're saying that we're going to end Q1 right at about a 6. Q2, we're going to be at 5.4. Q3, we're going to be at 4. And then Q4, they're expecting it to be back at 1.9, which is back in line with what the Fed wants, right? They always are shooting for like a 2%.
That's an interesting prediction. I don't necessarily buy that.
I want to know what happens between Q3 and Q4, where it goes from 4 to 1.9.
I don't see that happening. Like, unless they're just thinking like the economy shuts down in Q3, Q4, right?
Maybe, but I mean, if the economy shuts down, isn't your prices going to increase again?
Well, at that point, no, deflation will be taking place because nobody can buy anything. But
yeah,
I don't know. That's the only thing I could see making that happen. Otherwise, if things kind of stay on the status quo, I think the horse has left the barn. 5% interest is probably what we're looking at, you know, and that's measured by CPI, which is not real. I don't know. For you and I, we've mentioned this before, the interest rate of a lot of things that are really important are way higher, especially if you're building construction materials and, you know, anything higher cost goods. It's way higher than, you know, whatever 10-12% or whatever they've said it's gone up.
Yeah, no, and I mean, and that's just the fact that they're reweighing the averages. I don't know, like that just... I mean, if they can redefine what a recession is, why can't they redefine what the CPI numbers, where they come from? Who knows? Like, if it makes them all feel warm and fuzzy, I guess, at the end of the day, so be it.
Yeah. Hey, man, there was 500,000 new jobs created last quarter or whatever it was. Last month.
Oh, best jobs report we've had since, like, 1964. I'm like,
yeah, oh,
man. It's all smoke and mirrors, right?
Yeah, it's basically that's what it boils down to. Everything is a lie. I don't trust anything.
Yeah, I'm pretty much with you. I'm curious to see what that number is going to come out at, because yeah, I think honestly, seeing like the Bitcoin numbers right now, the 21,984, and when you look at the stock market as a whole, everything's kind of down right now, and I think it's because everybody's waiting to see what these CPI numbers come out at. Because that's going to, I mean, give us a lot of information about where the future is going to be for the Fed, like what they're going to do. You know, if they're going to continue to raise interest rates, they need these numbers to come out lower. And there was a lot of positivity coming off of January, and then seeing, you know, there was that kind of a nice rise across the board on everything. It feels weird. And I mean, if we do get rocked with a higher CPI number than what was printed in December of 2022, then I think you're going to see kind of a sell-off in the equities market. I think the stocks as a whole, we're going to kind of revert back. You know, any of that bullish sentiment that we had there is going to kind of go away. But that's my take on it. Also kind of interesting news, SEC's cracking down on staking and any exchanges that offer staking. Did you hear anything about this?
No.
So apparently the SEC is trying to go in and say, any exchanges, which are none of the U.S.-based exchanges really offer staking. I mean, I think there's a few that offer interest rate returns, but there were some that were, you know, during the previous bull market that were offering like 30% for staking your crypto. But at the same time, that goes back to like the Celsius fiasco, the Three Arrows Capital, FTX, where when you were staking on those platforms, yeah, you may have been getting those returns, but they essentially owned your crypto during that time. And unless you could get it off or whatever the case may have been, they had it. And if they happened to go down when all that was going on, you were out of luck. So Gary Gensler recently stated that they're going to restrict the flow of U.S. dollars to international crypto exchanges that offer staking. So you're seeing that, like, the first one was Kraken. I want to say they did that recently with Binance, too, where if you're trying to transfer money from the United States from your bank to one of those exchanges, one of those international exchanges, they're restricting the flow of the cash.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, it's kind of shady, for sure. Like, I mean, it's never good, like, to be able to, you should never be restricted on what you want to do with your money.
Yeah,
there are loopholes around it. I'm sure it's just it's going to take you some extra steps, but I don't know. Like, you know, and at the same time, I did see a tweet earlier this week from Gary Gensler where he was talking about not your keys, not your crypto.
Yeah,
you know, and maybe he was just doing that as a reiteration, and maybe they're saying this basically based off of safety for the people, you know. But you can't see my hands, but I'm putting quotes up. Safety. We're safety. Keeping you safe. We're going to protect you and your money. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, I mean, with some of the crashes in other coins or, you know, exchanges, I'm pretty sure they're getting a little bit itchy to start dishing out some real regulations here soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Like, you know that they're chomping at the bit to be able to dig into something. And I kind of wish this would go to the, not the, what is it, the Trade Commission, not the SEC.
Yeah.
SEC's gotten way too power hungry, it seems like.
Yeah. Well, the Federal Trade Commission, is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah. They're the ones that usually deal with the commodities, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, because if Bitcoin's a commodity, why is it on the SEC's radar? It shouldn't be. It should be under the commodities, the CFTC's. But that's neither here nor there. I don't have any control over that. I just thought that was interesting. I don't dabble with foreign exchanges for the most part. I did in my early days of crypto. I probably have lost some money. Like, I swear to God, I probably had some Doge that I bought on a Russian exchange. They completely went under and I lost everything I ever had on there. So I can't even remember at this point. It would have been such a pitiful amount of money, like, at the time, because it was so cheap that, I mean, I don't know what it would have been, but I'm sure it would have been worth quite a bit right now, especially after all the crazy Doge increase in hype and everything else with Elon Musk over the past couple of years. But I had bought that so long ago and I lost access to that exchange. And yeah, so I'd have no idea if I had anything on there or not. So it's just in my head that maybe I was wealthy.
Maybe you could have been a millionaire by now.
Maybe I could have been. Maybe. So really not a whole lot of other news. There was one that I saw that I thought we may want to just bring up just because it sounds kind of interesting. Apparently, a Reddit user discovered a zip file, possibly linked to Julian Assange, hidden in the blockchain.
Yeah. Seven zip, huh?
Yeah, the encrypted 7-zip file contains a file named julianassange.txt, but attempts to crack the file have failed, added the Reddit user. Commenters on the Reddit post asked why Assange would add this to the Bitcoin blockchain, and some referred to speculation that he created a dead man's switch. It could be an encrypted link to switch or files exposing secrets, wrote one person. Others were doubtful and stated the zip file named julianassange.txt sounds like a hoax, which is probably more likely.
Yeah.
I mean,
though that cool. is kind of interesting.
I don't. What was that one guy's name? The crazy dude that created McAfee, John McAfee.
Yeah. Well. McAfee, right? McAfee. That's how he said it.
McAfee. He reportedly had a dead man switch that if he had turned up dead after being held in prison, it was going to trigger, but nothing ever happened with him. He was nuts. Julian Assange. I don't know what to make of this one. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that guy was nuts, but he at least, I mean, he got a tattoo on himself before he got killed, and he said he was going to get whacked. Right? Yeah. The tattoo said whacked, like he was going to get whacked.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That guy's pretty interesting. I don't know. It seems like there are, like, I don't know, get all put on your tinfoil hat, but it does seem like there are some fairly powerful forces, and if you do piss them off, they will at least take you off. They'll at least take your freedom.
You'll have an accident for sure.
Yeah. Well, like the Tate brothers, I don't know, they kind of became an internet sensation, you know, over the past few months.
Mm-hmm.
And then they both got arrested and nobody knows what the charges are or what's happening. It's just whispered that it's related to human trafficking, but there's nothing's been brought to light at all.
Yeah.
So, but you know, and they were talking about how the first thing they do is they try and silence you, deplatform you. If that doesn't work, then they throw you in jail. And if that doesn't work, then they kill you. So I guess that's step number two.
That's so crazy. Yeah. That was, Andrew Tate, right?
Yeah. I can't remember. Yeah. I know Andrew Tate. I couldn't remember exactly. Yeah. That's what his name was. He's funny. I mean, he says a lot of controversial crap. Makes people laugh and it makes a lot of other people cry with the things he says. So I don't know. Maybe it is a dead man switch.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, it's, you know, and there could be worse ways to do it. Cause we were talking about that kind of before we started recording. Like if you were going to do something like that, the cool thing about that is that you have encrypted that file on everybody who's running a node. Right, if they're running the ledger, everybody has that file.
Yep,
all around the world. So that's, I mean, it's a cool way to deliver it. I just don't know if that's actually there. So yeah, I mean, not a whole lot exciting wise. I mean, obviously, markets are kind of in a tumble right now. They're waiting to see what is going to happen with CPI because CPI is going to be a big predictor of what's going to happen with the future of this with the Fed. So we'll have to kind of wait and see. Valentine's Day, we may either get, you know, a broken heart or we may get some chocolate. Sexual chocolate. Yeah.
I was going to say, it might be on more the Hershey Highway, if you know what I mean.
Do you have anything else you wanted to add today?
That's it.
Cool. Well, thank you all for listening. We do hope, you have a great Super Bowl if you're watching the game and, enjoy your Valentine's Day. Take your significant other out somewhere fun.
And if you don't have a significant other, take yourself out.
Yeah, treat your hand. It'll be good. And that's true of both men or women or he/she's. Like, it's always the hand, right?
One way or the other, yes.
Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.